Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel, which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
Good morning. I don't know if you've heard, but we're doing an Inspire conference in a couple of weeks. Yeah? And the down low on this is that if you volunteer, hear me out, you get to go for free. So I just want to encourage you that if you want to volunteer and help us out, we have some different roles, and you can go talk to Evan, myself, or you guys can get onto the QR code and find out all the details about that. But we just want to encourage you. We've been working on it. We are so excited about what's going to take place at that conference. Just the people in the room. I'm just excited. We have an old student of mine that's coming all the way from Oklahoma to come. We have people from, all over the world coming. And so I just can't wait for the energy in that room. Yes? Are you guys with me? Okay. Awesome. So listen, we're going after create. And I don't know about you, but when you have only 30 minutes to talk about one of the biggest subjects in my life, I'm like, where do I even start? And so I had to immediately be like, Holy Spirit, listen, there's so much info. What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to discuss? And it's so fun because he led me to this quote, and you're going to laugh because it's William Shakespeare. Yes, right? We're going to jump right in. And it says, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Ooh. So my prayer is today is that wonder is unlocked in this room. That you walk away being free to be more like yourself than you've ever been. And that you're able to create outside of boundaries and lines and even, dare I say it, philosophy, your philosophy. So, before we get started, I have to lay some foundation. Can you guys go with me? Are you guys okay with this? All right, awesome. So, when God created the earth and all the animals on it, and then put humans on this planet, I think we can all agree that he could have made us however he wanted, okay? Now, listen, you can try to argue this with me, but I don't think you will win because of this. Can you look at this? This is the okapi. Yes. Now listen, this thing God created. And if he created this thing, then I think he knew what he was doing with us, right? Okay, so this is not a half zebra, half horse like you think it is. No, it is what they call the forest giraffe. Welcome. Yes. You didn't think this is where this was going to start, huh? And so, listen, this is the closest thing to a relative of a giraffe. Welcome. Yes. And if this thing was not a mistake, then you weren't. And I need you to hear me on that because this is the foundation that we need to start on. Don't you love that I gave you that picture so you can see it for the rest of the day? Yes? That'll make you laugh. I hope you walk away and be like, what did you hear? And be like, I don't know, but there was a zebra butt. I'm just saying. Anyways, so we're going to talk about humanity for a second. But before we do that, I want to literally go down to the basement of foundation. Yes? Can we do that? So God had this beautiful plan for us to be on this planet and to be one with him. So he created the physical side of this planet to be filled with energy. And because everything has atoms in it, I always make this joke because it's not Adam, my husband, but atoms. And when I say everything, I literally mean everything has atoms in it. And because of this, then everything moves and vibrates. Right? Are we there? Okay. Some objects vibrate really fast, and some objects vibrate really slow. But the rate of the vibration is what we call frequency. And this frequency we can monitor or observe. Okay, I'm just checking. You guys there? You guys okay? You're like, I didn't know we were going into science class. We are. Here we go. So let me explain frequency really fast. This is just laying the foundation. Remember, I said it's the basement, so you guys are good. Imagine you're jumping on a trampoline. I love this because I came up with this analogy because we have a trampoline in our backyard, and my kids jump on it very differently than I do. I used to jump on it like my kids did, right? But if you jump really, really fast, right? That's what we call a high frequency because it is going as fast as it can within a time span. Does that make sense? And then you have a low frequency, which is if you were jumping longer, like me, on the trampoline. It just takes its time. And so that's what we call a low frequency. Now, the word frequency is often used within sound, music, and even light. For example, when you hear a high-pitched sound, you're actually hearing a high frequency, right? Are you there with me? Meaning the sound waves are moving really, really fast. And if you hear a low-pitched, you like that low-pitched sound, has a low frequency because the waves are moving slower. Okay. So it's safe to say that everything that moves, which means all matter, because all matter consists of atoms that are moving around, produce a unique frequency and a unique sound based on how fast it's vibrating. Now, you and I can't hear that sound because humanity, humans, do not have the capability to hear at that level of frequency, but it still exists. That sound, that frequency exists and can be monitored. Okay. You guys, it's so quiet. Are you guys good? I'm so used to talking to youth and having to be like, hey, okay, anyways, this is so good. So, all right, so everything that moves, right, has a unique frequency and sound. Solid matter vibrates, has a frequency, causes a disturbance that travels, and we actually call this disturbance waves. These waves can come in different forms. They can come in mechanical waves, like that of sound or water waves. Yes, I gave you a slide. Isn't this so great? And an electromagnetic wave like that of light or radio waves. So meaning the earth, the stars, the trees, your house, you. Yes, you all vibrate, all have a frequency, and all produce a disturbance because of their movement called waves that can be observed and studied. Now, I want to show you something because I geek out about this. Can you guys, I put it up there, but this is Psalms 19, 1 through 4, and I want to read it. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth and the words in the ends of the world. Can you hear the speech of the skies and the heaven? No. But David somehow knew that they were speaking. I told you. I get excited. Okay, so that's the foundation to the foundation. Are you getting me? That's the basement, right? So we're going to go back up to just the regular foundation. Are you there? Waves, atoms, energy, fun, moving up. All right, here we go. So going back to God putting humanity on the earth. Do you remember the zebra half horse, right? Okay, great. God not making a mistake. You guys remember that? Okay, we're going back. All right, here we go. So God creates this beautiful earth. He creates all matter with these atoms that vibrate, that create these waves of energy. And in David's words, declare glory through his speech we cannot hear. And then he creates our bodies. And then guess what? He makes our bodies receivers. You, me, all of us. He said, I'm making these humans in the image of me, and then I'm giving them senses. And with every sense I give them, I'm going to make those senses receivers to the vibration of what I made. Hear me out. Hearing receives and interprets the vibration of sound. Seeing receives and interprets the vibration of light. Touch, smell, and taste all involve sensing and interpreting the vibrations of different molecules of matter. Ladies and gentlemen, you were created not just to be on this earth, but literally be affected by it. To be engaged with it on a DNA level. No wonder David could see the heavens and know that they were speaking without hearing them because he felt it. Okay, so tuck that into your back pocket, right? We set the foundation. You got it? So we got, I just want to recap. So we got everything. We've got the atoms and the vibrations and the waves. And then here he created us, and he created us with all these senses to observe all of that. Are we good? Okay, great. So I'm going to fast forward the story a little bit. God makes us in his image, which means we are like him. And I just want to really get that point. We are like him. But we see something in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 through 20. I want to point out a facet of God that is important for me. It says, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. I want to point something out. I want to highlight something. To see what he would call them. What is the word that we would use to describe when someone stops and ponders and wants to know something? Wonder. If I make these animals and I bring them to him, I wonder what he would call them. And we see the action of wonder was in God. And he didn't just give us this half horse, half zebra, and say, this is a stripey McNay-Nay, and you have to call it a stripey McNay-Nay. No. He said, let's see what Adam will call them. And then God brings them to Adam. Now, hold on. I want to point out this. If Adam can't see, he can't absorb the light waves that allow him to see this beautiful stripes and shape and long tongue of this beast. And if he can't hear, he can't interpret the sound waves that the animal produces. And if he can't smell, Adam can't interpret the small vibrations of different matter that cause us to absorb this beautifully beastly smell. There's intentionality and reason for how God designed us. But hold the phone, there's a little bit more, right? You see the scripture? Okay, so God says, whatever Adam names every living creature, it will be its name. Do you know the Hebrew word for creature right there? I want to give you the definition in the Hebrew. A soul, living being, life, self, person, desire, passion, appetite, emotion. God was bringing a life, a soul, a desire, a passion, an appetite, an emotion for Adam to interpret with every one of his senses and then give it a name. So God didn't just create us to be in nature. God didn't just create us to be affected by it on a molecular level. God created us in his image, the creator, to create, to bring something into existence, to see something, to absorb it with every one of our senses, be filled with the act of wonder. Let it inspire us down to our very core, down to our bones, down to our DNA, and then create. wonder, imagine, create. All of this makes sense when you look at the original design or purpose of us. God creates this amazing world down to the laws and the physics without everything in creation producing its own sound, its own frequency, and then creates humanity to be receivers of everything that he put on this planet, and then to walk with him in the cool of the day. That was the original design. So when people tell me that they aren't creative, I kind of laugh. Because to say you aren't creative is to say you aren't human. Because God designed and created you that way. But then, something happened. Part of the original design gets messed up. And I want to point out that the earth didn't change. The physics didn't change. Our ability to create didn't change. Our connection with him changed. And at this moment, we exchanged wonder for certainty. Which instantly opened our eyes, which actually blinded us from our original design. And we went from infinite possibilities to one. Because when we break the connection from God, we break the connection of the impossible being possible. And now we have to work from a mindset of what I see must be the truth and the only way. And the longer you walk in that mindset, the smaller your world becomes. And the smaller you walk in that mindset, the smaller your God becomes. How sad for humanity to only know a God that can be defined by humanity's certainty. So good. But it doesn't stop there. God has a plan to restore what he originally designed. He fills a human for the first time in history with his spirit to help restore the connection. Now, for time's sake, you can go and read this. It's in Exodus 31, but for time's sake, I'm going to paraphrase this. God gives Moses all the instructions of how to build a temple and the Ark of the Testimony where his spirit will reside so humanity can have connection with him again. So how does he do this? For the first time in history, he pours his spirit out on humanity. And who is this? It's an artist. The first person God pours his spirit onto helps restore the connection between us and him, and it's an artist. Why did he choose Bezalel? Because Bezalel was already an artist. He was already a craftsman, which means he was already doing one facet of our original design, which he was already creating. Yep. And then he pours out his spirit. He connects the creativity with his spirit. And the result of this is heaven on earth. So because of Bezalel and all of the other artists, a place was created for God to reside with humanity again. Don't you see that when we create and are connected to God, we release his spirit? Ah. God poured his spirit out onto skilled artists so that when you walked into that temple, from the way the curtains were made, to the silverware, to the walls, to the candlesticks, it would produce a frequency, a sound that when you walk into this temple as a human on a molecular level, you would come in contact with his spirit. meaning how you create an environment can point to God and release his spirit. If this doesn't make you leap up and down, I don't know what actually will. Because if God can do this through walls and gold and incense, he can do this through a stroke of a pen, a strike of a hammer, a calculation of a number, or even wiping a tear off of a child's cheek. Don't make God small with certainty. You were made to release him. You were made to wonder. Why do you think he sent his son to die? To get out of the box and into you. To give us the opportunity, the choice to realign our eyes from certainty to wonder. Because wonder brings life. Because wonder allows space for God to move and be free from the small box of certainty. There's a quote by Albert Einstein, and it rocks me every time I read it. It says, "He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is as good as dead. His eyes are closed." Wonder actually gives us the space for God to do the impossible. And if you and I don't wonder, things stay dead. Man. Why do you think God restored the connection? Why do you think Satan was after breaking that connection? I want to show you in Scripture really quickly, a time that God did this. And again, for time, I won't read all of it, but we're going to go to Ezekiel 37, 1 through 6. And I just want, I'm going to paraphrase this. I do this a lot in youth, kind of makes things more exciting. But you have God, and he says that he delivers him by spirit into the middle of this valley. He says, he walks me through all of these dry bones. Now, I want you to imagine and picture this. All of a sudden, you're in the dry desert, this valley, and surrounding you is bones. So you know something bad has happened here. You know that, wow, death resides in this place. And so by the natural, everything Ezekiel sees, he sees that there is no way that anything is coming to life in this place. That's the certainty. If someone were to ask Ezekiel, hey, do you think these can come alive? Do you see these bones, right? There's certainty because that's the truth on the planet here. But his response to God is different because God asked him, do you think that these bones can come alive? And his response is, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Wonder. Wonder. And then, after the wonder, he starts to partner with the Spirit and create. Ezekiel wondered, trusted that God could do the impossible, and then created. Creating a vessel through words, spoken word, poetry, a sound wave for God's spirit to infiltrate the physical world and bring life to something in this world that would otherwise be dead. When we wonder in connection with his spirit, our creativity becomes a vessel for the Spirit of God to bring life into the lifeless. I'm going to say that again. When we wander in connection with his Spirit, our creativity becomes a vessel for the Spirit of God to bring life into the lifeless. God did this in Genesis 1:1, but this time, God is waiting for you to do it. is our certainty, our perspective, keeping God from breathing life into our lives, into our businesses, into our families, into our churches. The possibilities are endless. When the only certainty you and I have is that God can do all things. That's the only certainty. So my challenge to everyone today is to create. Create so people can find God drinking a cup of coffee in your coffee shop. Create so people can find God in the excellence of your plumbing business. Create so people can find God in the way that you parent. Don't let the enemy steal your wonder and make you think you aren't creative. Because he already did that once. It's an old play in a playbook that he has. Adam and Eve were in the garden, and they were filled with wonder, and they had all of this stuff, and he asked them, hey, are you sure? Because this is going to give you the definite. This is going to give you the certainty, and we handed it over. But when you and I create, it breaks that. That's why we need you to create. That's why we need you to guard your mind and say, hey, I am a creative. Doesn't mean I have to have a paintbrush or I have to dance or whatever it is. It can be that I am a creative in my business and I am bringing life to those that come into it. So let us be a people that take God out of the box and let him reside in what he died for. Which is every aspect of your life. So that whatever we create will be breathed on by him and bring life to the lifeless, bring heaven down to earth, and introduce humanity back to its creator. So let's stand.
Thanks for listening to today's talk. If you're interested in learning more about Studio here in Greenville, you can go check out our website, studiogreenville.com, and you can give us a follow on Instagram. Our handle is studio.greenville. Have a great week.